Diedrich Bader from ABC's show American Housewife is joining us on the line to talk about what's happening in Westport. Hey, Diedrich.
Hey, how are you?
Good, thanks. How are you?
Good.
So, you know, we'll talk about the show in just a second, but we have to talk just comedy in general. You know, you've been in it for decades. You've been making people laugh. It seems like society has changed over time, though. Would you say that there's a big change from when you first started doing funny appearances?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think comedy has changed and opened up to a lot of different arenas. It's less about, you know, single white men and their travails, and more about everybody else. So I think it's opened up our spectrum to a lot of, you know, different stories that we've been neglecting for a very long time. I think it's a very exciting time to be around in comedy, actually.
And yeah, and that's the thing, is that we need more laughter, though, right? There's so much seriousness that you almost just want to say, people, lighten up, really, don't you think?
Absolutely. I mean, it's an opportunity for people to let things go. And I mean, I think that's what entertainers are supposed to do, is let people relax and enjoy their, you know, their time that they have off and away from the world. I think it's really important to have that moment where you can touchstone and feel like you're laughing with the group.
Yeah, and I know, I think it was Margaret Cho who mentioned to us a few years ago, she said, you know what, if you're coming to my show, you're coming, you know my comedy, you're coming to laugh. Like, she can't imagine somebody spending the money to come to a comedy show and get offended just to leave. Like, it doesn't make sense. So, right? I mean, it makes sense.
Well, there's all kinds of people in this world, so you never know what they're going to be offended by. And, I mean, you know, the old comedy rule is, if you're not offending somebody, then you're not being really funny, you know, American Housewife, it'd be difficult to find offense anywhere. You know, we really try to cast the broadest possible net. I think it's a good show for everybody. I watch it with my kids. I think it's a great classic family show.
I was just going to say, that's what, you know, a comedy should be a little bit, I don't want to say family friendly, because, you know, you also kind of need a bit of adult humor every once in a while. But I think in television, you're right, we see a lot of that sort of risque comedy that a lot of people are looking for. So let's talk about the show then. As we said, American Housewife, it's following the family, Katie and Greg. Let's just give some background to people who might not be familiar with the show.
Oh, sure. Okay, so we're kind of fish out of water. My character is a professor that can't really afford to pay for Westport housing, but our youngest child has some behavioral issues that need to be covered by a public that's well-funded. So we moved to a wealthy neighborhood, get a great deal on a rental, and so that you know, we can adequately take care of our child. The housewife, Katie Mixon, or Katie Otto on the show, you know, doesn't fit in with the kind of ladies that are there in Westport. And it's a fish out of water sort of tale.
And, you know, there's some sort of high expectations in various communities, and I guess we kind of see that here.
Oh, yeah. I mean, I think a lot of what the upper-end cultures expect from people is a very high level of dedication to their, you know, to their status and to their looks and to, you know, maintaining a certain illusion of what you are. You know, Katie feels judged all the time because everybody's judging everybody. So she's right. And, I mean, I think that's the crux of the comedy, is someone that knows that she's being judged doesn't care, but does care at the same time. So it's kind of interesting.
It's one thing, right? To keep up appearances and then see how the person really does feel, right?
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's sort of a way to reveal how she feels about herself. You know, she is a remarkably confident person, but her confidence hides a little bit of insecurity that I think everyone has. Everyone wants to fit in. But if the group that you're wanting to fit into or forced to fit into just for cultural reasons is something that's an anathema to yourself, it puts yourself in a difficult situation. And how to keep your head when all about you have already lost theirs is a difficult conundrum.
Jeremy Bradley here, back talking with Diedrich Bader from ABC's American Housewife. I was going to say, you know, I almost want to use the words a parallel and a contrast to those housewives shows that we see, right?
Yeah, I mean, you know, I think the thing that Katie really brings is a very fresh attitude. And also, she's a very relatable person. You know, she is not a stick. She doesn't does a lot of yoga and tuning yourself up. She takes care of herself in other ways, and her spirit and her soul and her friendships, and trying to care for her children as she can. I think she has natural resentments towards her neighbors and also towards the position that she's in, just forced in it every day, and deals with them in a very human way. I think it's very easy for a lot of people to find common ground with Katie. I think that's the real touchstone of the show, is that a lot of people associate with her. The number one comment I get from a number of people is how they feel like they are Katie. And that's a really beautiful thing. It can't be discounted.
I mean, have to look. Is there like the hashtag We Are Katie or I Am Katie? That might be good.
That would be good. I don't know it, though.
We'll check on that. So I know there's some really funny episodes. I don't like using the word spoilers, but what's coming up for the autos in the next couple of weeks?
We have our finale, which is all building up to this gala that Katie's been planning all year. She volunteered for it, kind of forced into volunteering for it, mandatory volunteer.
Yeah.
But it's all building up to this big gala that's thrown the host, and all kinds of wrenches are thrown in the works. And it's a very, very funny episode. It's probably our funniest episode. I'm really looking forward to seeing it.
Okay, well, again, so if people appreciate watching family-friendly comedy, which, again, there's not that much of on TV these days, they should be tuned in, right?
True. Yes, absolutely. If you've got family or you're from a family, if you have a mother, if you have a father, if you have children,
yeah,
you're basically alive on this planet. You're going to love American Housewife. But especially if you are a part of a family. You can watch it with the whole family. That's the nice thing.
We'll be watching. When can we catch the show?
Wednesday nights at 9:30, 8:30 Central Time, right after Modern Family.
There we go. And the easiest way to say it is check your local listings, right?
Yes, check your local listings. And of course, if you miss us, you can stream us on ABC.
That's what we love about technology. Diedrich Bader, thanks so much for joining us today.
Thank you very much. It was a good time.